Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 16th. Today's word is vulnerable, spelled V-U-L-N-E-R-A-B-L-E. Vulnerable is an adjective that means capable of being physically or emotionally wounded. It can also mean open to attack or damage, assailable. Here's the word used in a sentence. The article reminds readers to install the latest antivirus software on their computers so that they will not be vulnerable to malware and viruses. The word vulnerable is ultimately derived from the Latin noun vulnus, meaning wound. Vulnus led to the Latin verb vulnerare, meaning to wound, and then to the late Latin adjective vulnerabilis, which became vulnerable in English in the early 1600s. Vulnerable originally meant capable of being physically wounded or having the power to wound. The latter is now obsolete. But since the late 1600s, it has also been used figuratively to suggest a defenselessness against non-physical attacks. In other words, someone or something can be vulnerable to criticism or failure, as well as to literal wounding. When it is used figuratively, vulnerable is often followed by the preposition to. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.